Jackson College radio program today, starring Lee Hampton, or co-starring Lee Hampton.
Co-starring you.
How you doing, Lee?
Absolutely amazing. How are you doing, Greg?
Doing good.
Excellent, man.
Good lineup today.
Absolutely. We flew in the best.
The heavy hitters today.
Absolutely. So we have our distinguished president, Dr. Dan Phelan. Dr. Phelan, glad to have you on the Jackson College radio show.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Morning, doctor.
One of the premises of the show is to encourage educational pursuits in the community of Jackson, but also to let the community know a little bit about Jackson College. Give us an update. How are things going?
Oh, pretty well. We're really excited, Lee, about the coming of our academic year. It's very seasonal. In fact, it reminds me of living on the farm in Iowa. There's a rhyme and reason and season to the work that we do. And, of course, we're moving in on graduation, which will be on the 5th of May. And leading up to that, we've got a number of events, the Kente Celebration, which will be on Tuesday, the 1st of May. Really excited about that. And your involvement and your team involved in that, having a Kente graduation celebration, is just a special point of pride for me. And then, of course, we have student excellence celebrations, and we also have Crockett Award winners that we recognize around graduation time. So this is really leading up to a week of celebration, the first week of May.
Of all the people I've met in my 20 years in education, you're one of the most passionate people about education and making sure that those who desire have an opportunity. How important is it for those in the Jackson community, as well as all of our service area, to have access to a high quality education?
Well, thanks for your kind words, Lee. Clearly, I believe strongly in the importance of education. The national data point to this. The local and state data point to the importance of an education. In fact, it wasn't long ago I was reading a report out of Georgetown University that was talking out of their workforce offices about the importance of education. In fact, mentioning that some 73% of all new jobs being created require some kind of education beyond high school. That's not necessarily a four-year degree. It's a credential of market value. That could be a one-year credential. It could be an associate's degree, maybe even 3 years, depending upon the area that you're interested in. But clearly, a post-secondary education is essential for this work. And I was also reading last week an article by Jeff Salingo, who is the former editor for the Chronicle of Higher Education, talking about the third wave of education. And this third wave was described as lifelong learning, that there is no end. Now, I remember early on when I was just a young shaver in higher education, we talked about lifelong learning, but now its reality is in our hearing. It's in our way of living, and it's one that we must embrace. And unfortunately, I think over the past few years, there have been questions raised about the value of education, the importance of education. And I was actually stunned. I think it was the Time magazine that said, "Is college even necessary?" And I was just stunned by the fact that that was even a question, given the rise in technology and capabilities that people need to have.
How have things changed, Dan, at Jackson College?
Well, I think that what we're doing, Greg, is trying to rise to the occasion. So as we notice what employers are asking for, in addition to the technical skills, they also want the employee to have the ability to work together in groups, to problem solve, to think critically, to be able to adapt when change occurs. And, of course, change is continuous. And innovation is essential to be able to be competitive in this global marketplace. We clearly understand the impact of our global position and that that's changing all the time. And so that really some of the base skills that we really have to hone now are about adaptability and actually moving into this innovation space to be able to make sure that we are competitive, that we are relevant to larger and larger numbers of people.
If I was to speak to President Phelan's gifting, it's that innovation, that adaptability, that if it's some local farmers who have a need, if it's Henry Ford Allegiance who has a need, if it's some manufacturing firm, if it's underprepared students coming in, but the way you've been able to adapt to the changes that the local community needed has been absolutely stellar. Could you speak a little more to that?
Sure. Thanks for that compliment, Lee. I appreciate that. I think that we seek to be more relevant. And in fact, we are looking at ways, in fact, the conversations that we're having with our Board of Trustees at planning sessions and other occasions is to make sure that we are relevant to the community, that we are accessible to the community. And I'm mindful of the fact that a majority of the people who live in our community do not possess a post-secondary credential. And we were wondering how can we help that? We want people to have a meaningful and sustainable life. We want them to have income in a way that is predictable and that they can provide for the care and education of their family and children. And to do that, you need something beyond a high school degree. So to the way that we think about this is ways in which we can be more relevant. So making sure that we have access for programs and elements of instruction. We're now talking internally about creating a weekend, or excuse me, an evening college, so that if all you can do is get to our institution on the evenings, we'll set it up so you can complete an associate's degree or a credential of market value. So we're looking for those kinds of guides from our community. We also have a community advisory group that we'll be meeting with in a couple of weeks. These are people throughout the community who are giving us advice and counsel on what we can do to better help the citizens of the community. That's why we're here. We're here to be able to help our community and the citizens who live within it have a better life and to reach their potential and to explore that together.
Dan, a lot of excitement about the early college.
Oh, yes, Greg. We're absolutely tickled about that. We have been working with all of the superintendents in the county. I'm just grateful for their leadership and their ideas of moving forward and, again, providing opportunities for students. And so to that end, our Board of Trustees and their local school boards, the superintendents and I have signed an agreement that allows students to be able to earn college credit while they're in high school. And that has the benefit of a significant reduction in cost and reduction in time, which is a lot better for the students and for the families. And we're excited about that.
My son is actually one of the beneficiaries of that visionary early college. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Well, it's a team effort. So my hat is really off to all the county superintendents and also to Kevin Oxley and just the whole team. It's just been a very collaborative effort that really is going to benefit the whole of Jackson County and the young people who reside here.
Two things, and I think it takes to have a vibrant community, and that is employability and access to quality education. Post-secondary, and I'll say that President Phelan, you've done a magnanimous job since you've come to Jackson, connecting with the chamber, the enterprise group, the various components of the economic engines of Jackson. You've worked really close with them, but you've also, taken Jackson College to a level greater than any president before you. If it's the buildings, if it's the relevancy, if it's the quality of administrators, faculty, and just the outstanding board that you worked with. So hats off to you. Jackson College is a beacon, and not just here. Whenever we had conferences all over America, they were always talking about the great visionary leader, Dr. Dan Phelan. We're so blessed to have you.
Oh, well, thank you, Lee. I'm just sitting here smiling, feeling a bit embarrassed, thinking that if I ever decide to run for Congress, I know who's going to be my marketing manager.
There you go.
So thank you so much for coming in and doing the interview, and I'll give you the last remarks, Greg O'Connor.
Well, I always appreciate the job that Dan Phelan does. He's fantastic. Take a quick break. Back with part two. Back on 970, 101.5 FM, Jackson College radio show once a month, second Monday of the month. This is the second Monday of the month. Lee Hampton has another special guest, Lee.
Absolutely. As part of the Jackson College radio show, we wanted to bring in one of the alum. Someone that has utilized their Jackson College education to make a big impact in the community of Jackson. And I don't think anyone else epitomizes that vision more so than Chad Noble. Chad, it's glad to have you here.
Thank you, Lee. Nice to see you, Dan. And Greg, always a pleasure to be in your studio.
Thank you for being here.
So, Chad, we wanted to begin by telling us a little bit about the position you currently hold, the title you hold, and what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, thank you, Lee. My title is president of the Henry Ford Allegiance Health Foundation. I'm the foundation president, but I'm also a member of the executive team at the hospital. So there's really no 2 days. It's probably many people can say this. No 2 days are the same. My role is really that to be out in the community. I'm a linkage to the community, mostly with our donor community, our elected officials, our business community, and our volunteers.
You, along with George, I would say that you're one of the faces of Henry Ford Allegiance, and you do a great job.
Thank you, Lee. I remember the first time Georgia asked me to stand in, or she was unable to keep an appointment with a group and asked me to stand in, and I've enjoyed that role very much.
So one of the visions that we have with the program is to tell us a little bit about the Jackson College education you obtained. So let us begin with, what was Jackson College like when you attended, and what memories do you have?
Thank you, Lee. I've thought about this as I was preparing this, when you asked me to come. And you know, if you looked at me today, I think you'd see really the end of the movie. Maybe, you know, you see an executive and I wear nice clothes. But you know, what you have to understand is that back in 1978, I had just come from high school where I did well. And I came to Jackson College and the classes were larger. I felt intimidated. I felt like I was really in deep water. And I got my first ever D. And that D to me came to mean dejected and devalued. And this is when the people of Jackson College rallied around me. And they really helped me to understand that it's not the strongest of the species that survives. It's the one that's most adaptable to change. And they helped me to find that where I thought I wanted to be in my career wasn't really where I needed to be in my career. They helped me to get a good study path, some good study habits, and stay the course.
What class did you get that D in?
I got that D in basic circuitry. I thought I wanted to be an electronics technician.
Okay.
And obviously that didn't work out so well.
I'm glad I didn't take that class.
Can you give us a couple names of a couple of professors or administrators that were there? Who was the president at the time? Tell us a little bit about the era.
Yeah, that was the era. Dr. Sheffer was the president. Lee Hauser was working in the office administration. I got to know Lee somewhat well before he took the role of president. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Bob Davey. Mm. Bob Davey was really one of those people, somewhat of a role model for me. He always seemed to have such self-confidence, and that's something I really struggled with a lot of my life. And I've identified with people like Bob. And, you know, again, going back to my youth, I was the first one to go to college. My father graduated eighth grade. My mother went through high school, but I really didn't, I wasn't encouraged in my home that college was going to be my path or what I needed. And honestly, I just kind of went to Jackson College because that seemed like the thing to do. And frankly, I didn't have a lot of other prospects. It turns out it was the perfect thing for me to do. And that I would call it a brick wall, that wall that I hit, well, it wasn't so fun at the time, but looking back on that was a great experience for me, and it helped me to understand that I can adapt, that I can be a success. And while it's certainly the people at Jackson College, it, I think, is the environment. And Lee, you mentioned the term underprepared student. That was certainly me. And you talk about, Dan, you talked about the term adaptability and how that's needed in the workforce today. Those are the things that I got. Those are the qualities that I got when I was a really pretty young man.
And what was the infrastructure like out of Jackson College? What buildings were there? Where was it at when you attended?
Well, I think many of the buildings were there. You know, and honestly, Lee, we had color TV back then. It wasn't that long ago.
We've added so many buildings.
Yes,
to a young person,
I understand.
They would say, so where were your classes at? What buildings?
Oh, they were in Walker Hall. Yeah. They were, actually, the thing that I think was most startling to me was that Potter Center was just being built. Potter Center was just coming online when I was a freshman. And I have the dubious honor of breaking my arm on my 18th birthday by falling into the orchestra pit in Potter Center. Now, not very many people knew that story before this.
That's a good one.
But I think they know that now.
And what message would you give to some young person in the Jackson community that's tuning into the broadcast regarding how important it is to continue education beyond high school if you have the opportunity to do so?
Honestly, for a while, I thought about giving up. I thought, you know, this just isn't for me, and I didn't have a lot of prospects. at the time, I guess stick to it. And if you have this, if you have something in your heart and that says to go for it, if maybe something deep inside you, or maybe there's a person that's telling you, you know what, just stay the course, stick with it. And if there isn't, find a person that's going to stay behind you, because life is not always a bed of roses, and we do need those things that come along that, that change us and startle us sometimes. So I guess my message is just that, you know, dig deep sometimes and push through. Don't give up when it gets difficult.
Chad, we're going to have George on here in a couple weeks, but I know big anniversary time right now at Henry Ford Allegiance. Pretty exciting times there.
Oh, it's wonderful. And Lee, you talk about the changes at Jackson College, the same thing true at the hospital. This is our 100th year, started 100 years ago, really the only hospital in the community. And we've had a number of hospitals in this community over the years. This is the only one that's made it to this point. Been a part of Henry Ford Health System for the last 2 years. We celebrated that anniversary last week. We have some ribbon cuttings coming up. Our Innovation Center is opening in May. We're going to open our new patient tower. Some beautiful, I've seen some of the mock-ups of the new patient rooms that we'll have. That'll be later this summer, probably around the August time frame. That'll be a big deal to the community. Just lots happening.
The college and the hospital, too. Obviously, huge entities in the community.
Yes, we are. And I think I'd like to say we work well together. A surprising number, really the majority of our nurses who come to us have come through the nursing program at Jackson College. It has been a stellar program for many, many years. And it really is the foundation for why our nursing care is what it is at the hospital.
And you guys have amazing nurses. My wife had our 10th child.
Congratulations, Lee.
A couple years back, and I That's always wonderful. Ask the nurses, so where did you go to school? And they say Jackson College. Great job hiring.
Yeah, well, we like to think so, and you're giving us great material to work with, and we think we've got a great place for those nurses to hone their craft.
Well, Chad, thank you so much. What inspiration, what encouragement, you coming to share your story and keep making Jackson College proud, one of our great alums.
Thank you very much.
Chad Noble, and we thank President Dan Phelan, Lee Hampton.